Blog Talk Radio.
Hakeem, Jay Jers, Dream Team, Big Chips.
Appreciate what you have done for me. Raise me in the ways of God and in the ministry.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to Youth Action Radio Network. I am your host today, Youth Action Adult Ally Hakeem Crampton. And this is Youth Action Radio Network. The voice of today's youth, where we discuss real life issues impacting kids in school. And I am joined in our studio today at T.A. Wilson Academy with our student co-host, Rayana Palmer. Welcome, Rayana.
Hello, everybody.
Today, we're going to get into some serious issues and talk about some very important topics relative to empowering kids with a voice. And we utilize Youth Action Radio Network as a broadcast, as a voice, as a platform to give youth a tool to express their concerns, express their topics, and to give their perspective. And today we're going to be talking about some of the issues and reasons why kids are not showing up in school, are not performing adequately in school. We want to talk about what is influencing kids to be disinterested in school. So I'm going to read off a couple statistics to start this off, to give us some perspective. Did you guys know that 1.2 million students drop out of school each year? Now, that calculates to every 26 seconds, there is someone dropping out of school. That also translates to 7,000 students per day in America drop out of school. To me, as a mentor, having worked in schools with youth for a number of years, it caused my attention to a serious problem of our kids being disinterested in school. They just, not that that's the only problem, but that is, seems to be a very strong incentive for kids to not show up is their disinterest. They say they don't like school. And, of course, there's other factors. There's what's known as school push-out, policies and practices and laws that ultimately affect students, particularly students of color, students impacted by trauma, students impacted by mental health illnesses. These students find themselves disproportionately pushed out of school, and we know that has an impact upon school dropout. But today we're going to ask Rayana, our student co-host from Youth Action Radio Network, to talk to us a little bit about her perspective on why kids seem to be disinterested in participating in school.
Well, me personally, I'll start off with myself. Before I was actually here at T.A. Wilson Academy, before starting school, I had got expelled out of Jackson High School because there was a student who lied to the principal at Jackson High saying I had a gun in my locker, and I allowed them to search both my lockers on the first and the second floor, and they did not find a gun or any illegal substances on me or in my lockers, and they still expelled me. So after that, I dropped out of school for a while, and then I started taking care of my nieces and my nephews, and then I realized that they need a mentor, of somebody who's going to show them how to be better in life. So I came and to T.A. Wilson, I talked to Mr. Devin Moore, and he actually worked with me about it, so it was a lot helpful from him because he was helping me through my problems that I needed, because my sister, while she was working, she needed a babysitter, so he let me in night school a year early than I was supposed to, and with his help, I'm actually doing good, so that's about the thing right there, so at least I can say Mr. Moore was very helpful with us.
That's excellent. And that sounds like to me that you benefited from the concept and idea of a mentor, realizing that you needed someone to connect to help you along your educational journey. And I think that's one of the things that's missing as well. I think that's one of the things that students find a disconnect with their personal teacher in the classroom, and they haven't found another person in the school environment, in the educational environment, that they could connect with and build a relationship with to keep them motivated and connected to school. So talk to us about mentors. Name some of the mentors that's been in your life and some of the help that they've been to you.
I've actually have two amazing mentors. Her name is Miss Bay and Tisha. Over the summer, well, last year in August, I went to Job Corps, and my sister had passed away, and I was in a rough spot, and my mentors actually got me off my feet. When I left to go to Job Corps, they helped me get clothes, they were helping me study, they were really just talking to me, and that gave me a good perspective. They showed me that there's another life out there once you get past graduation and high school and everything. They taught me a lot, actually, and they made me really happy because of the fact that they showed me a lot of things that are different about the world, and you're not going to be stuck. If it wasn't for those two girls right there, I probably wouldn't be in school right now. They kept me staying in school. If I needed anything with help with my assignments, my work, or whatever, they were always right there jumping to it, trying to make sure that I was doing what I was supposed to. And then we have Hakeem and Greatness. Those two have been they are a really great help to me because they got me back into the community, into school, and they're just showing me that I can do what I can. And once I'm almost ready to graduate, they're going to help me pick out what I want to be and help me get further into that and try to help other kids that are younger than me or who's been down the trouble path and everything to try to get them to stay in school so they can turn out like I am, getting ready to graduate, getting ready to become something of themselves. But those four really are the main that really helped me out throughout my whole high school career so far.
That's excellent. It sounds like the power of mentoring has been strong in your life. And speaking for myself, I think that's one of the things that was missing from my life is I didn't have any real mentors when I was young. I had a great teacher in my fifth grade, teacher Miss Anderson, rest in peace. And after that, I never really connected with anyone else, never really found any support from anyone else. So I think that's the reason why that you've benefited greatly from that and why you're still in school. And whereas I was your age, I was not still in school. So, yes, let me read you another statistic. Let's get our perspective and talk about that. It says that 25% of freshmen fail to graduate on time. So that those that start school in the ninth grade, 25%, that's 25 out of every 100, one-fourth, do not graduate on time. What do you think about that?
Actually, another story. I actually failed my ninth grade year, and I was a freshman, and actually, depending on who you work with, like I said, Mr. Moore helped me get caught up by coming to night school, getting 5 credits each quarter. And I was one of that 25% who failed the freshman year. And I've actually caught up, and I am graduating this year in 2016. And so freshman year is hard because you're mixed up there with the high schoolers, and then depending on what substance you're around and if you're worried about boyfriend, girlfriend, drug, all that other stuff, it depends on how you're really feeling about it. And I guess it just really feels, I don't know, I guess it's really more of how your freshman year starts. If you're worried about school, college, and everything else, yeah, you are going to graduate normally on time because you're doing all the things that you're supposed to. But if you're out worrying about party boyfriends and what you're going to be doing that day or the next day or the weekend and not taking in concern about your schoolwork, high school freshman year is hard because then you have all the older grades picking on you. So you're like, no, I don't want to do this no more. So, yeah.
Once again, you are listening to Youth Action Radio Network, voice of today's youth, where we discuss real-life issues impacting kids in school. You can call in live, 646-787-8151. Call in live to listen. If you have a question, you'd like to speak to one of the co-hosts, you may do so at this time. You can also listen in live at www.blogtalkradio.com/youthactionradio. So let's shift a little bit. We discussed that. It is also a connection, they say, to the number of percentages of high school dropouts to incarceration. These statistics say that 75% of people incarcerated are high school dropouts. And those statistics also point to the fact that 75% of crimes are committed by high school dropouts. And there's one more crime relative to 75%, and listen to this. 75% of those that start the ninth grade testing not proficient, meaning that after the eighth grade, they tested that they were not proficient to go to the ninth grade. 75% of them drop out of high school. So that correlates right to the statistics showing that those that do not finish high school are 75% chances either going to prison. So let's talk about that.
I guess really I understand where that's coming from, because how do you not know where them drop when they dropped out of school? How do we not know they were in the drug life? Or and I know a lot of young people, when they normally they have sick parents or a sick guardian, and they can't afford to get their medication and stuff, they'll go out and try to steal something to get them to feel better and, well, try to help their pain or their medication or whatever. And so, like, I guess it's messed up in a way, but then you have to think about it. What can we really do to help those people? Because nowadays you can't really get a job because of the fact that you've been to prison, you are on parole, you can't do a lot of things. Because even if that person did try to go back to school, they look at them like, even if a person did get out of jail or prison, because I know they do help you in prison to get your high school diploma or your GED, whatever they do in there, they do help. But when you get out and you show them where you got your diploma or your high or your GED, they look at it and be like, no, you went to prison. They turn you away. So that's even affecting the people in the economics, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. You're right. You're talking about a very, very important correlation. And the reality is this. If 75% of people are dropping out of high school, are going to prison, we realize that they're going to be stigmatized for the rest of their life. Of course, they're a felon. They're ex-felon, a parolee, et cetera. Opportunities for employment is going to be slim to nil. So that means they're going to constantly what's called reoffend, be going back and forth to prison. And see, this is a real topic. And the reason we actually went to this at the third point of this discussion is because your generation right now, Rayana, these are the next generation of kids graduating from school, so to speak. They're not actually graduating with a diploma, but they're graduating from school to prison. We've been calling that the school-to-prison pipeline or pipelines leading. And so this is a real topic that you guys have to really take issue on and really dig in deep to find out what is causing your colleagues, your fellow student friends to leave school, to not complete it, and to find themselves disadvantaged out there being unemployed and having to commit crimes in order to pay bills, to take care of children, take care of themselves. So this is a real issue and topic that you guys really, really got to explore. So let's look at that issue one more time. We're talking about the school-to-prison pipeline to a great extent. Our kids today are not finishing school. They're dropping out. They're having interactions with juvenile custody, with police. They ultimately find themselves being charged as felons as an adult, and they're in prison. And then they're back and forth out of prison into the communities and back and forth in prison. Now, Rayana, let's talk about some of the people that you know and about how common this is to you to understand that a lot of your friends are going to prison, have went to prison, are going to go to prison. Talk to me about it.
Actually, I know. Well, my friend that I call my little sister, Nasani, her brothers are actually both in prison within a year apart. And they're just getting, one of them is getting ready to get out very soon. And I guess it really depends on how things are going around you in the environment. If you have a nice, steadily full environment that you're around 24/7, you're going to get a lot more work done. But if you're in an environment that has thugs, gangbangers, drug dealers, and all the other stuff, you're going to feel more drawn to that type. Another one, I guess, would be, I know somebody very close to me that was a drug dealer back in y'all day, and he has 3 massive strokes, and he got out of that lifestyle. His having strokes saved that person from going to prison and getting caught up in a whole bunch of other crap, well, stuff, than what it happened. So I guess, like they say, somebody who's up there works in very mysterious ways. It can help you or it can break you. So
absolutely, yeah. And you indicate something that's very important. That's the environment, the climate that you're raised in. If you're raised in a negative environment and you're struggling, you have obstacles against you, single-parent household, you're living in poverty, and there's negativity around you, gun violence, drugs and gangs and et cetera, then it makes it very, very difficult for you to navigate that. Not that it's impossible, but these are the youth that we have to come in and support. And that's why we have youth programs out there and available. That's one of the issues we want to talk about. There's a lot of programs out there for youth to get involved in, and our youth just aren't taking advantage of them. We have Save Our Youth in our community. It's fundraising in our community. We don't even have amongst NAACP, we don't have a youth committee yet working for them. We need to be involved in these programs. There's other after-school programs in different places. The YMCA has different activities and things that's going on. And we want to see if we could actually get kids involved in that. While we talk about that, let's see if there's any callers online. If there's any callers online that would like to queue in and speak and ask any of our hosts a question, we have a caller, area code 517-962. If you are listening, area code 517-962, and have a question for any one of our hosts today, you may ask a question at this time.
Hello?
Yes, caller 517-962. You're live on the air with Youth Action Radio Network.
Oh, I didn't even know you could hear me. That's so weird. Well, I have a question for the youth that's on with you today. So what would you recommend that our our young people do who are in a negative environment, such as they have parents that may be on drugs, or they have friends that are in the drug game, or they live in an area where negative activities are around them? What advice do you have to our young people so they won't get caught up into these things?
I would honestly say that as kids, if they know something is going on in their community or their parents or their friends and they feel unsafe, even though they might get called a snitch or I guess whatever you want to call it in the kids' term nowadays, a rat, what they call them now, it would be best if you tell somebody that can actually help and do something about it, because there's a lot of problems going on now where kids are in the drugs. There are so many youth drug overdoses within this last year that actually damaged some kids because they lost their friend over drug overdose in the gang environment and getting shot and arrested and going to prison. So it might make you seem like a rat or a snitch, but the best that y'all could do and try to get that person help. And if they don't use your help the first time that you help, that you tried, then you can look at yourself in the mirror every single day and say, at least I tried to help that one person, and it didn't go that way. So hopefully the next person that I try to help, they take advantage of that help.
Great answer, great answer. Thank you, caller, for calling in. We appreciate you. Once again, you're listening to Youth Action Radio Network. You can listen in live by calling 646-787-8151, or you can log on live to www.blogtalkradio.com/youthactionradio. So, Rayana, let's get to the next topic at hand, and that is youth not taking opportunity to participate in available programs. What do you think is causing this? How do we motivate and inspire our kids to take advantage of these programs that are out here and available, with people trying to help assist you guys?
See, well, not a lot of them know that they're out here, that there is these programs, but there's not flyers, there's not these little things in the mail for anybody. There's nothing really letting them know that's out here. Technically, when you guys first started coming to T.A. Wilson, I did not want to come until Devontae actually grabbed me and was like, here, just come listen if you don't like it. And then that's when you guys started giving me my compliments about how good I was with the ideas and the speaking and everything else about it. So I guess, honestly, there just needs to be more communication, like the flyers in the mail, hanging around the schools, really, because if we don't know nothing about it, we're not going to come to it. We don't know what's going on in the community. All we see is the streets, and some people see a school in their future, but we don't know.
I think that's a powerful testament and testimony to all of us that are out here working in our community, trying to help our kids and have available programs and available resources. Listen to what our kids are saying. They're telling us that we are not making ourselves known to them. They do not know that we exist in order for them to take advantage of our programming. And so I would encourage all of our programs out there that are listening in, please reach into these schools, broadcast flyers, reach these kids in a stronger way, in a way that connects with them, and this is what they're asking for. Once again, you're listening to Youth Action Radio Network. At this time, we're going to ask a question of student co-host Jabbar Ballard. Jabbar, we've been talking about the absence of student leadership in today's schools. So we want to talk about what is causing kids not to be interested in school. Why do they not want to show up? Is there something else that you guys are inspired by to do something else other than school? Or are you? Do you feel like you're just being pushed out of the school so you don't want to come here? What is it about you guys not coming to school? We got 3 minutes left.
It's a little bit of both. Like some people just come here and feel like they're not respected. They're like, well, I'd get respected out here, you know? And some people like get pushed out, but some people love the streets and they feel like school ain't for me and just wanna go. You feel me? Just wanna be out there. So I feel like it's a little bit of both. You feel me? So like, but mostly, I've been talking about teachers. Teachers got to, you know, do their job, come here and love it. Put some inspiration in some kids, you know. Some kids need to be pushed. Some kids need that, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's what we've been talking about as well, the lack of inspiration. As kids seem to not be inspired, and we seem to do lack a lot of teachers that have that charisma that motivates, inspires children. And of course, the system is quite big. We get shuffled around from teacher to teacher year after year. And so that opportunity for a teacher to build that long-lasting relationship is broken. So by the time a teacher warms up to their teaching style, now they have a whole new group of students to get to know and to now reopen up their new teaching style again. And so that also plays a factor. And so, I just want to encourage our teachers out there to listen to what our students are saying. They want to be here. They just want to be inspired to be here. It's not their fault that they're not inspired to be here. And we need to make sure that that's a part of our job, is inspiring our kids to want to stay in school and do good and perform. So we have 1.5 minutes left. Anybody got any lasting thoughts before we close it on out?
Slater, where are you? Mr. Slater,
any lasting thoughts from anybody at this time?
I'd say, like I've said in the previous radio broadcasting, is that we all need to come together as one and retry to help the younger kids, because even though we're getting ready to graduate and stuff, it's just now it's time for us, right, the younger kids, do better than what we have in our last high school years, middle school years. We need to show them that the streets aren't where it's at.
Great advice. We thank you guys for tuning in to Youth Action Radio Network, the voice of today's youth, where we discuss real-life issues impacting youth in school. Join us tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Return to another episode of Youth Action Radio Network, where we discuss youth climate, the effects of trauma on student achievement. See you guys tomorrow.
Sabes lo que tú sos para mí, lo que siento en mi corazón y pienso yo de ti. Me creaste, amases y siempre me haces.
Yo, this one's for the man of love, a true father sent from up above, one who raised me with discipline, care, and plenty hugs. A strong native man from Nicaragua, moved to Frisco, California, and fell in love with mama. Worked harder than the average to keep a smile on a pretty face. The perfect gentleman, full of God's love and grace, taught me the ways of the Lord from an early age. And he always told me, don't forget to give God the praise in everything you do. But I hold it all to you, no matter. I know you're still there to love and protect me. You stuck with my mama through the drama and love me regardless of my mistakes and thug life, cause you's a true father. I'll honor you till the day I'm gone. I love you, Bobby. That's the reason that I wrote the song.
I appreciate what you have done for me. Raised me in the ways of God and in the ministry. Saved me from the streets and protected me from my enemies.
Reminiscing on the past and how you cared for me. A troublemaker kicked out of elementary. So one who brought me into this world. I'll honor him till I die. I love you, Daddy. And just like anybody else, we had our ups and downs. But thank the Lord, cause both my dogs didn't have their pops around. And if they did, then all they do is drink and beat their mama and abuse them with this disrespect and hateful words he'd holler. Now my father, he taught me love your mama, she's a queen. Pull out a tear, open the doors and give her anything her heart desires, Daddy. Appreciate how you protected us and kept it real. Even if paying rent meant taking teachers in the field, you never left us alone without no food to eat. Supplied us with the clothes you could and kept us on our feet. And there ain't no doubt inside my mind, someone pulled out a gun. You jump in front of the bullets and take them just to save your son. Don't nobody know what my daddy mean to me. I appreciate it. All them hard times. Everything you did when he was broke. You never quit, Pop. Got nothing but love for you, Playboy. Do your thing.
I appreciate what you have done for me. You raised me in the ways of God and in the ministry. You saved me from the streets and protected me from my enemies. Ya sabes lo que puso para mí. Lo que siento en mi corazón y pienso yo de ti. Me creaste, amaste y siempre me haces sonreír. I appreciate what you have done for me. Siento en mi corazón y pienso yo de ti. Me creaste, amaste.